Later.
All right, it's 5:30 in the morning. This is Sunny 101.5. The Jack and Tracy Show.
Morning.
Morning. Did he say that Purdue game's at 9:20? 9:20.
I think so.
Well, I hope he's talking about this morning.
Yeah, no, Jack will have been in bed for an hour and a half.
There's no way. I would have wanted to at least see the first half.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I can tough it out. I doubt it.
No, I doubt it, too.
3 o'clock in the morning rolls around real fast.
Yeah, it does.
I would kind of like to see a little bit of it. But maybe I'll record it. I don't know. I don't like to watch. If I know that how the game ends, I don't like watching it.
Doesn't sit the same. Did you have a good weekend?
No.
Okay, you didn't?
I always have good weekends. I don't. Weekend's always good for me. I mean, nothing special like going to 80s parties or anything like that.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see? We had a ball.
Yeah,
so,
I saw
some friends and some other co-workers there from the station. Oh, all decked out.
Yeah.
And, Sherry, one of my co-workers in sales there. Oh, my gosh. She was so cute. Just totally so decked out.
A lot of big hair.
Big hair. it's so much fun, you know?
Well, good.
Yeah, it was a ball. And the band, the 1985.
Yeah, they're good.
They're fabulous.
Yep,
so,
they are.
Yeah, we did not stop dancing.
Well, today is Eclipse Day. And you have your glasses?
I do have my glasses. Good. Do you have your glasses?
Maybe. No, I got time to pick them up yet. Don't I?
I hope you can find them.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm worried about.
If you can't.
Yeah.
I have a couple of extra pairs.
You
so
do?
I really do, yeah.
All right.
I bought a package that was bigger than I needed.
Mm.
So
I love when
you
do that.
Let me know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mostly cloudy early today, then decreasing cloudiness and breezy. The high 70 degrees today. It's 43 now, and this is Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right, 6:22, here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, on Friday, a crazy, terrifying bus accident in South Carolina found a student taking the wheel to save the day.
Mm.
So a bus driver and 56 students from the University of South Carolina were on a chartered bus on the way to New Orleans for a fraternity formal when a tire on the bus blew out on Interstate 10 in southern Mississippi. Yeah, one of the students said the bus was just, you know, spiraling out of control, and the driver was standing on that steering wheel with every ounce of energy to keep it, you know, going straight after it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at one point, the wheels on the one side lifted into the air. So the bus is leaning to one side in the air, and when it came back down on all fours, the front windshield shattered, and the driver was ejected. The bus kept moving, traveling out of control for half a mile on the interstate. And then, in what students described as a heroic action, a student grabbed a hold of the wheel and regained control of the bus, bringing it to a stop.
Oh, my.
She said it was the driver's quick actions and the student's action that made all the difference and literally saved so many lives. So 11 people were hurt, 9 students taken by ambulance to a local hospital where they're recovering, and the bus driver and another student were airlifted in critical condition. So we sure hope or pray that they make a full recovery here. But, man, that could have been so much worse.
Man, you don't hear stories like that every day, do you?
No. Can you even imagine? And I've never had a blowout. I've heard it's horrible.
I have not on a bus. I had one in a car once.
Did you?
And luckily it was the rear tire.
Okay.
If it had been the front tire, I don't know. You can't, man,
it's like you can't recover from it.
Can't control it. Yeah. It's crazy. Especially when you're doing, 65 or whatever.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that ended up okay then.
Yeah, so a hero amongst those guys on the bus definitely made all the difference.
Tell me something good.
latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
And here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, last week, Pat Sajak hosted his final Wheel of Fortune. Wow. The episode was filmed last week, and it'll be shown Friday, June 7th. Yeah, Sajak announced his retirement from the game in 2023 after hosting for 41 seasons.
That's something. Huh?
Gosh, what a long, long host.
Let's hear hosting a little typical.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got something, just a typical Pat Sajak day. Here we go.
See how that works out for you. Again, very quiet here in the studio. She's going to get some help. The question is, will it be enough? She's a good player. Well, I wonder if she has it. We'll know soon. Are you okay?
Yes.
It's a place. You have 10 seconds. Good luck.
Quiet neighborhood.
That's it.
and his sidekick, what's her name? The woman.
Vanna White.
Vanna. She spent her whole life turning over letters.
I know.
You realize that?
That amazing. Jeez. You know who's going to become the new Wheel of Fortune host this fall?
I already know.
Yeah.
Because the main
reason.
He does
everything.
He doesn't have enough to do. So, mm-hmm. Of course, naturally, go ahead and tell everybody.
Ryan Seacrest.
Well, of course. Because
you know what? That sent
I'm
me
only
down.
Doing
so,
20 things right now. I need a list of
more. We're talking about this morning, and it sent me down the rabbit hole of Googling. Jeez. How many jobs does Ryan Seacrest have?
All
and you know
of
what
them?
Came up? 10.
10 of them.
He hosts 3 radio shows, American Idol, Red mm-hmm. Carpets for E!, manages a production company,
yeah.
hosts New Year's Eve, runs a clothing line, also runs the Ryan Seacrest Foundation, uh-huh. and now he'll be adding the Wheel of Fortune to that.
Yeah.
So how much? Okay, this sent me down another rabbit hole. You know how you start Googling and then you're like, well, how much does this guy make? 60 to 80 million a year.
Seems like he should be making more, really, for all the jobs he has.
And, you know, they're saying that American Idol hasn't officially announced whether he'll continue hosting duties, but it's very likely, according to the internet, Seacrest can do both shows.
Does he ever see his wife?
He's not married. He's had a string of relationships.
I thought he was married. Okay.
He's been dating the same woman for a while, but
wow.
yeah.
Does he ever see her?
I can't imagine that he does.
Well, whatever. Man. Hey. Everybody's whatever floats your boat.
Mm-hmm. Well, Godzilla X Kong, the new empire, was king at the box office again this past weekend.
Wow.
It brought in $30 million in its second week. Staying with the theme, a movie called Monkey Man fared well as well in its first week out, landing in second place with $10.5 million. And rounding out the top 5, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, followed by The First Omen and Kung Fu Panda 4.
There you go.
85 years old, the comic book in which Batman first arrived on the scene just brought in crazy money in an auction. Yeah, Detective Comics number 27 fetched a jaw-dropping $1.825 million on the auction site Comic Connect.
Well, that's an expensive comic book.
It is, and the buyer...
Hope gum comes with that.
The buyer isn't your typical celebrity or public figure. He's actually a real estate and hospitality businessman with a passion for all things made in the golden age of comics.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. It's not his first copy. He recently spent over $500,000 for a lower grade version.
Wow.
And Detective Comics number 27 is where The Dark Knight made his grand debut. And only about 100 copies are known to exist. Excuse me. Well, Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin Bieber are ignoring the naysayers. A lot of people questioning the status of their relationship, saying there's trouble in paradise. There have been all these headlines. You know, and it started after Hailey's dad, Stephen Baldwin, asked for prayers for the couple last month. And rumors have been swirling ever since. But a source tells People the couple is doing really well. Hailey herself took to Instagram and did a story saying, hey, you know, just the constant things I'm seeing on TikTok are 100% of the time wrong, made up out of thin air. Sorry to spoil it for you. So, I don't know.
Sure, that happens more than
oh, all. I would think. Yeah. I would think. So last week, she shared a photo of a sleeping Justin in bed cuddling their dog and said, "All is well in paradise." So there you go. Oh, my gosh. All right. Are you ready to do some birthdays?
Oh, my God. Let's see. I guess so. Yeah.
Okay. Julian Lennon.
Julian Lennon. Wow. Well, I can figure this one out, I think. If his dad, John, was still around, he'd be in his 80s. He'd be like 85, something like that. So okay. That would make Julian 60.
Oh, so close. 61. Good job.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you're good at math.
Sure I am.
Mm-hmm. How about Richard Hatch? Do you remember him?
Yes, Richard Hatch. But how old though? That's the, I would say, well, he's going to be more than 60. He's going to be like 70.
63.
Okay.
And Patricia Arquette.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember Patricia Arquette being married to Nicolas Cage. Do you? I just don't remember that. That's what the description of her says.
I forgot. Like, now that you mention it, I do. I wouldn't have said that, though, if you didn't say that,
yeah,
though.
I didn't remember that.
A 60.
56.
56. Okay.
All there right. You go. Good job.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right, it's 7:44.
All right. I did this over the weekend, and this is a good life hack that really works well.
Oh, yeah? All right. You
know, like maybe a grimy trash can, right?
Right.
You use a liquid toilet bowl cleaner to wash the inside of it, so it kind of clings to the sides.
Oh.
It goes down and makes it really easy to scrub away the grime with some sort of scrub brush, and then you rinse it.
That
cuts a lot of grime.
I think that works. I like mine. You want to get a bug out of your room?
Yeah.
Trying to sleep, and that's more irritating than that.
No doubt.
Or just studying or whatever. Close the door, turn off the lights, and turn on the lights in the room outside. This will lure the bug.
Oh.
This will lure the bug out towards the new light source. And once you hear it, it goes away. Then
that
you,
totally you makes sense.
It does make sense. I love going to that. I mean, that's something as simple as that. But there you go.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a little bit easier.
7:55, 7:55, and time for Go Figure. Well, I know Trace has been on your mind wanting to know who the oldest man in the world is. What about me? 111. 111-year-old resident at a British retirement home.
Are you serious?
Has been officially been named the world's oldest living man by Guinness World Records. Now that really in itself, because men, what are they expected? Like in their 70s at the tops? I mean,
I think so.
I think I've read that, but 111.
Wow, that's amazing.
John Tenniswood of Southport, England was awarded the title after 114-year-old Venezuelan man passed away. And Tenniswood, born August 26, 1912, still gets out of bed himself. Hell, there's times I can't even do that.
Wow.
He manages his own finances, and he listens to the radio each day to keep up with the news. Well, he obviously doesn't read. He doesn't listen to this show.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, maybe he does. You never know. You know, online, we can be heard anywhere.
Absolutely. I have family that listens from Cleveland all the time, exactly. I'm very proud to say.
Uh-huh. So who knows that this man's not listening to our show? And if he is, you know what I got to say? Let's see, his name is... where's his name again? Well, his name is John Tenniswood. You know what I would say to him? Morning, John! Morning, welcome to the show! That was a bad joke. I mean, I'm sure his hearing's just fine. 111, if that doesn't deserve a round of applause, I'll tell you.
Woo!
Go figure.